The first flight of a privately owned spaceship is set for tomorrow morning. Engineers in California's Mojave Desert are making final preparations today. They plan to send the rocket plane up with a pilot to an altitude of 60 miles. That height marks the edge of the atmosphere and the beginning of the vacuum of space. NPR's David Kestenbaum is at the Mojave Airport where the engineers are working. David, what does the spaceship look like and how does it work?
They have it sort of hidden away in a hangar now, and they're not letting anyone to look at it. But it's pretty small. It looks kind of like a flying cockpit. It's got stubby wings on it, and there are stars painted on the outside. It actually kind of reminds me of the Yellow Submarine. It has these little, small, round windows to look out of, no big picture windows. It's built by a company called Scaled Composites, which is run by a man named Bert Rutan, who's an engineer with a reputation for building some pretty innovative aircraft. And this, when it takes off, it gets a head start. It clings to the underside of an airplane, and it flies up. And then at 40,000 feet or so, the whole thing detaches, a rocket engine fires, and it goes up to the edge of space, and then it glides back down. And the whole, from when it fires its rockets till it touches the ground, lasts about 25 minutes.
Wow. So how long is it really in space?
Oh, it's just really going to stick its nose out there, and the pilot will be weightless for about 3 minutes.
Does that really qualify as a spaceship then?
It's true. He's only going to be there briefly, but I mean, it's not going to go to the moon. It's a long way from being able to go into orbit. If it went to orbit, you'd have to deal with the enormous heat of reentry, and you know how hard that is for the space shuttle to take. It's basically what the military did in the 1960s, but it does qualify as the edge of space. You can see the black sky and the Earth like a ball curving away below you.
Okay. The company behind Spaceship One is competing for something called the X Prize. What is that?
The X Prize is also privately funded. It's a $20 million reward for the first group that can send up three people to this height and bring them back down and repeat it within a couple weeks. I actually just looked at the rules and I realized it's not necessarily three people. You can send up the equivalent weight of two. So clearly safety is an issue here. But it's a $20 million prize and it's intended to encourage the development of space tourism.
So does that mean we'll actually see any space tourism anytime soon?
Well, right now there's just this one aircraft, though there are other people competing with their own projects. You know, you have to worry about insurance. The FAA is going to have to get involved. It's not government funded, but you still have to deal with the government at the end of the day. There are a lot of people coming out here, and some of them are camping at the airport, and apparently there's a big rave planned for tonight. So people are excited about the prospect.
NPR's David Kestenbaum by satellite phone in the Mojave Desert. David, happy raving.
Thanks, Andrea.